हरे कृष्ण
हरे कृष्ण।
Right, so today is Gita Jayanti, the appearance of Bhagavad Gita as it is. Bhagavad Gita.
Yesterday,
so Bhakti Chaitanya was speaking. This is Gita, the last one. So, our Gita appeared when a devotee was having a problem. It was Arjuna. Arjuna was having a problem. Those of us who are meditating on problems should be careful. We should not meditate on problems. Because if you meditate on problems, you constantly have problems. The material will constantly have problems because of meditating on problems. If you constantly think of problems, anything we associate with, which we cultivate, certainly we become that. We are practicing Christian consciousness. We will eventually become Christian conscious, because that is what we are cultivating. Similarly, if we constantly cultivate problems, we will constantly have problems. Again, he was not having constant meditation on problems, but by nature's arrangement, as we are in this material world, happiness will come, distress will come. We are already inside the body. No one had ever called for death to come, or sickness to come, or accident to come. But they come. Similarly, a day you just wake up and you are very happy. Everything is meaningful. You are happy. Another day you wake up, whatever you think, you are not happy. Distress. So these things, they constantly come and go. Krishna explained this to Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2. So Arjuna was having a problem. What was his problem? His cousin brother in the support of his own father, Dhritarashtra. I don't want them to rule. Because Pandu died very early. And the Celestia was to take care of Pandu's children. But he was blind physically, mentally, and spiritually blind. So he couldn't see anything positive. So he wanted his children to rule instead of the Pandavas. And by law, that shouldn't be the case. Arjuna on his own, being a devotee, he was ready to abandon everything, or hell with the headache of managing So let them manage. Oh Krishna, let me go to the forest and meditate. It's a problem. And immediately Krishna chastised him. Arjuna is a satra, is a warrior. Not a brahmana, is a warrior. His duty is to rule. But here, out of naivety, not genuinely renouncing. It was out of weakness. He told Krishna, let me go to the forest and meditate. So when you look at the whole chapter 1 of Bhagavad Gita, you would never see Krishna. Krishna was not there. It was an observation. The Pandavas have gathered one side, the Kauravas have also gathered one side. Arjuna, he told Krishna, please let me see those who I'm going for 5 years in this battle. So immediately Krishna drove the chariot to the middle and Krishna smiled. Why was Krishna smiling? Krishna was smiling with Arjuna. Why was he smiling? Krishna knew what Arjuna wanted to do. Krishna saw Arjuna in the middle of the two parties. When Arjuna looked, he saw his own grandfather, General Bhishma Dev. He saw his teacher, Dronacharya, Kripacharya. He saw his uncle, Sarya, Sakuni. He saw his brother, Yurodan, Yusasan, and the remaining sons. I don't saw friends, Aswatthama. He saw Jayadratha. Krishna was smiling. So now what do you want to do? What do you want to do? You have seen. What do you want to do? Prabhu, can you stop that? Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, can you stop this? Maybe we should do it outside. Said, Krishna, what are you asking me to do? So I should do what here? Because of a kingdom, material position, I have to kill all these people. Or even if they kill me, what am I going to gain here? Some anxiety. Arjuna's fortune is that he has problem, but he didn't take it upon himself. He approached the person who is superior to him, who knows what can help him. Because Krishna hearing from Arjuna, who says Kshatriya, immediately, that was the first time Krishna appeared. Bhagavad Gita, chastisement. Asucha, Vasucha, Tom, Pagyar, Vasas, Pagyar, Badam, Se, Vasas, Se, Pagyar, Badam, Se, Vasas. Someone hearing you without seeing you, we think, oh, this is a little person, so advanced devotee, very experienced, no, it's a shastra. Some of us are like this. We give big, big seminars, big, big classes. But that's all we can do. Our heart has not accepted all those things we're speaking. So many big, big scholars and teachers, they still have frustration. They're not satisfied. That's good. Krishna said, you are speaking so well, so nice, you are speaking such a learned word, so like a pure devotee who knows everything. But I am seeing some contradictions in you. A pandita never lament. He doesn't see the difference between the dead body and the life body. So what is this? In other words, Krishna demoted Arjuna. You are not Arya. In your blood is burning. If you go to the forest, you'll be killing animals there. Because that is the nature. Here is an opportunity for you. Fight. This is righteous. Dharma chitri, guru chitri, dharma chitri. Here is opportunity for you. This one is by my order. I'm ordering you to fight. Na Abraham datu na asam. Never was there a time when I never existed. Now 12, no you. I'm not done a deeper hand. All the king present here. Sarve vaya mata param. We have always been existing in the past, present, also in the future. The soul has not existed. I am simply telling you to change the body of your teachers. I give them a suitable body to go to heaven and enjoy. If you believe the existence of the soul. And even if you don't believe that the soul does exist, and then what happens? If your body is dead, death is dead. So, see, you have nothing to lose. Arjuna listened to Lord Krishna. How did he listen to Krishna? Arjuna listened to Krishna without the blinking of his eyes. Arjuna listened to Krishna with rapt attention. Why? Because he was having a burning issue. He has a problem. And the problem was the preoccupation. He was occupied with such a thought. What to do? We were too comfortable here in the material world. We are not feeling the pain of material energy yet. So we have a lot of distractions. We are still enjoying our suffering. So our attention is not sharp like Arjuna. Arjuna was able to hear Krishna. For 1 hour, Arjuna had the 700 verses a week. 1 hour. Not 2 hours. Not one day. Only 1 hour. There was no time. Everybody was ready to fight. But Krishna told him, I am ready to repeat the whole Bhagavad Gita to you if you have not understood me. I'm ready to repeat it. I want to be sure that you get the point. Why? The things which we don't properly understand, we can't do it properly. Things which we don't know, we cannot do it properly. So, a good teacher will be sure he or she teaches the student and they can understand. Otherwise, you should not move forward. if the students have not understood, should not go forward. Should make sure they have understood it properly. You can move to the next stage. Christian Tula will be ready to teach the whole guitar for you again. I think was having anxiety. So he listened to Krishna because he knows this is a solution for me. But we don't listen. We don't hear. We are only making the rituals of sitting in the class or speaking the philosophy. It's a ritual. The essence is different. Chanting Sisiran is a ritual. Sitting in the class is a ritual. It means speaking is a ritual. The dresses we put on is a ritual, but the tilak and the negdi, they are all rituals. Everything, taking prasadam, dancing kirtan, leading kirtan, deity worship, everything could be rituals. But we have to understand the essence of every activity we do in Christian consciousness. Therefore, His Holiness Bhakti Thiyam has taught us we should be mindful. So be mindful about what we hear. So be mindful about what we hear. The mind can accumulate anything that comes there. Even if it is for a moment, there will be some residues of everything here in the mind. Like if you pour dirty water. As the water is flowing, some particles will be dropped. Right? If you keep pouring water, what happens? It will accumulate that. It starts from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, from 100. The mind is like that. Anything we hear, it will give some messages in the mind. It will draw some particles there. So we should be mindful about what we hear. Because it will draw some particles. Even if you think that, oh, I didn't hear the word. That is the trick. After some while, you see how you remember that. The same things about Krishna we forget easily. But things about Maya, very attractive because we are very open to Maya. So everything about Maya, very sharp, it will drop some particles. Devotees should be mindful about what we hear. Arjun had Bhagavad Gita for 1 hour and became a devotee. His anxiety was gone. Illusion was destroyed. Everything became adjusted fully. Arjun was shaking out of fear. He regained his strength. And not just gaining his strength, he was very active and was ready to fight with that enthusiasm from hearing. And he was ready to fight this man, Dronacharya. And indeed, from hearing. Since we're mindful, we should be mindful about what we hear. But Parikshit, he had Bhagavatam for 7 days. The same experience Arjun had, he had the same experience. He told Shukadeva Goswami, my dear Gurudev, I was unable to control my thirst just for a moment. I committed an offense to a sage. But here, for 7 days, I'm not feeling thirsty. The potency of hearing and association. He had Bhagavatam for 7 days. And he said, let the magical creation of the Brahmana boy come upon me. Here, because you have planted the lotus feet of Krishna in my heart. Now I'm fearless and ready for anything. From hearing, so you should be mindful about what you hear. Hearing. We are very, very active negatively. But when it comes to Christian consciousness, we don't hear properly. For Maya, we are very sharp because we have been associating with that for a long time. So our secondary nature has become primary nature. Hearing. Very important. Of all the senses, hearing is the most important. When we sleep, the eye cannot function. Right? All other senses, they are useless. When we're sleeping, all other senses, they're all useless. Only the ears is active. Hearing. So Prabhupada created this movement for us to hear by Krishna. So I didn't have Bhagavad Gita.
S'il vous plaît, ça gagne un potable, il faut que tu fasses hors, s'il vous plaît. Parce qu'il y a silence, s'il vous plaît. C'est gagne un potable, vous êtes là.
Many people are teaching Bhagavad Gita. Yesterday, we're hearing some distressful hearing some speculation, gyan and karma. It's very painful to the ear. So dry. And look at their life. They're happy. We speak to them, but are they happy? Go to them and see the frustration that they sleep with every day. I don't have Bhagavad Gita for 1 hour, his frustration disappeared, anxiety disappeared, everything disappeared. What it meant was the enthusiasm to do the rightful thing. Krishna consciousness. All complaints disappeared. I don't have nothing again, only to fight for Krishna. He said, I'm ready to do what you want. This is a person who has had Bhagavad Gita. Not someone who is speaking about Jnana and Karma. It is Bhakti that is in Bhagavad Gita. It is Bhakti. Sudha Goswami, he said in Bhagavatam, Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita. Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita. Devotional service so powerful that it produces Gyan. Gyan cannot produce Bhakti. Bhakti produces Gyan and Vairagya. I heard you know someone who has Gyan. He will involve himself, or she will involve herself in bhakti. So, bhakti produces gyan for us to be more involved in bhakti. Bhakti, gyan, bhakti. So, if we have had Bhagavad Gita, we should have the same experience like Arjuna. If you don't have the same experience like Arjuna, we have not had our Gita yet. So we should hear. We are not hearing sufficiently. Hare Krishna devotees, we are not stimulating our mind sufficiently in Christian consciousness. We are not stimulating our mind sufficiently in Christian consciousness. but we are materially very active. When it comes to sense gratification, we're very active. Nobody has slept on Pasada. Have you seen someone eating Pasada and sleeping? It's only during Japa that we sleep. In the class that we sleep, but not in Pasada. Isn't it? We are materially active, but spiritually very dull. Therefore, to cure the disease, you go to the sadhu. Because the sadhu will give us Krishna to convict through the ear. Arjuna had Bhagavad Gita, and he gave up everything inauspicious. Became lively, and he fought. He fought without any second thought. He gave everything into fighting, and he won. He killed 640 million people. All of them attained liberation. All of them. Two benedictions they had. One benediction, they were tossed by Arjuna's arrows. Arjuna has a special arrow given to him by Agni Dev. Two. And anywhere, Arjuna sent that arrow, so they will go finish the job and they will come back to him. They will stay there, they will come back to Arjuna. Second, they left the body singing of Krishna. Krishna was standing there. The third reason, they were not envious. They fought out of duty, not out of envy. Like Duryodhana, like Shishupala, like Jarasandha. They didn't attain liberation because they were envious of Krishna. But 640 million people who left the body on battlefield of Kushetra, they all attained liberation because they fought out of duty, not out of envy. This is Bhagavad Gita. So we're celebrating the advent of Bhagavad Gita. Well, that is external, it's just a ritual. We are having the festival every year. But how is our Krishna consciousness? How healthy is our Krishna consciousness in studying Bhagavad Gita? What is our spiritual health in reading Bhagavad Gita year after year, celebrating Jayanti? It's a ritual. So we should stimulate our minds sufficiently in Krishna consciousness. Let us study the Bhagavad Gita as a devotee. Bhaktosmi sakasyati rahasyati tadupamam. That is the qualification of Arjuna. Idam tute guhyatamam prabhakshami anasuyave. This is the qualification of Arjuna. I am speaking Bhagavad Gita to you because you are Saka Bhakta as me. You are my devotee. I am my friend. And Anasuya Ve, you are non-envious of me. We are studying Bhagavad Gita enviously. We will not be able to have the experience of Arjuna. Arjuna was a friend, a devotee of Krishna. So Bhagavad Gita penetrated into his mind, into his consciousness. So we should not read this our scripture ritualistically. We should not hear Bhagavad Gita ritualistically, academically. We should hear Bhagavad Gita as a devotee to cure our disease. That is the importance of Gita. Then we can celebrate Gita Jayanti. Otherwise, we will celebrate for the whole lifetime and we have not realized Bhagavad Gita. Just a ritual, that's all. Arjuna was not an artificial devotee. He was a devotee from the core of his heart. His relationship with his guru, Krishna, was not artificial, it was from the heart. So we should understand the significance of everything we do in Krishna consciousness. Then we should be mindful how we hear, what we hear. We should be mindful about our relationship. We should be mindful how we relate with each other. Is it devotionally? Is it from the heart? Or is it just artificial? Or because we have some material gain? our relationship, is it coming from the heart? Is it due to love? Is it out of care? Is it out of compassion? So be mindful what how we relate. What is the quality of our relationship? Association does not mean people just coming together. That is not association. Association means that when we come together, what do? We are affecting ourselves deeply in Christian consciousness, encouraging each other in Christian consciousness. That is powerful association. So Prabhupada said the essence of association is to hear. That is the essence of association, to hear. To come and discuss about a devotee who is not with us. When I came to this movement, when we see two devotees together, we are reciting sloka. The devotees were asking each other, which sloka? What is the latest sloka you have now? That was our relationship. Yes. That time we, our senior devotee that time, he used to say, if you are going to be a Brahman initiate, you have a sheet of Bhagavad Gita scripts. 50. And the whole Brahman Samhita and Sri Upanishad. So those days we know all these things by heart. Yes. Yes. All these things from the head, in the head. But these days, if you see two devotees sitting together, we're discussing about Peter's look, we're discussing the third person who is not but us. Is it true? See how we are not seeing that we are not in Christian consciousness, even though we are in environment. Christian consciousness is different from Hare Krishna movement. Please try to understand this. Hare Krishna movement is different. It was established in 1966 in America, but it's different from Christian consciousness. So we can be in Hare Krishna movement, but without Christian consciousness. So we should be mindful about how we relate, how we associate. We should be mindful. What is the quality, what is the value of our association? Is it bona fide? So be mindful. How we talk. So be mindful how we talk. What are we discussing? So Papa told us about the croaking of a frog. Right? What is the value, what is the end result of a croaking of a frog? Biting snake. Come and eat. So when we talk something outside Christian consciousness, what is that? We're inviting death. The snake of time. When we are constantly discussing things outside Christian consciousness, we are constantly inviting the snake of time to come and devour us. So be mindful what we talk. You see, mindful what we think. What we constantly think, that is our future. In Christian consciousness, everything is so sweet, so open. It's an open secret. If you see someone, you can know exactly what is the end of this person's how it's going to end. So it's going to end. We can see just by your activities. Some of us were 90%. Our internal dialogue is 90% negative. Is it not? What we constantly think within the mind, 90% is negative. So you should be mindful of what we think. We should be mindful because that is our future. What we are preoccupying our mind with, that is the future. So it's not difficult for us to know our future. if you are very sincere, you can see that what I constantly think, 90% of my life, that is my future. So we are building our future by how we are thinking. What is the subject of our thoughts? To be mindful of how we think. We should be mindful about what we eat. Prasadam does not mean there is no meat, fish, and eggs inside. I don't prasadam. Right? Prasadam means the mercy. The mercy. Prasadam means the mercy. The mercy of Krishna. Krishna's mercy. Not that this food has no meat, fish, and eggs inside. Any prasadam. No. It is boga. See, if we eat things which is not offered to Krishna, that is boga. Not prasadam. When we eat, that is what we are. If you eat food which is cooked by a non-devotee, what is that? Boga. The consciousness of the cook is inside the food. What we think when we are cooking, that is what we are cooking. Not the rice or beans or whatever we are preparing. What we are thinking is what we are cooking. Not the rice and dal or something. It's what we are thinking that is in the pot. So it could be distributing lust or greed or anger or envy. Eat during the time we're cooking, this is what we're thinking. Right? So if you go to a restaurant, that energy, what is it? The energy of that restaurant? Hunger. That the energy you get in the restaurant, hungry people. And they walk into that energy. And they move. They are contaminated. Right? What is no good to restaurant? You walk into hungry people. The hunger is the energy that is vibrating the whole of that environment. And the people who cook the food, you don't know if they took bath that morning before they started cooking. You know. Non-devotees are very dirty. So what do you expect from them? Our charity, they taught us what is cleanliness. Devotees will spend more time in brushing the teeth than for the body. If you spend 10 minutes in bathing, you should spend 15 minutes in brushing the teeth alone. Cleanliness. 15 minutes. Cleanliness. But the cabins don't know this. So they're cooking with that contamination. And those who are serving the food, they don't like you. They hate you. Because your salary is very small. I'm working the whole day. Oh, this might just come again to bother me. I mean, yeah, how much is my salary? I'm working so hard like this. They'll curse you. So when we walk into this restaurant, you are just going to load your life with sin. No wonder. There are so many unnecessary things in our mind. Even Hare Krishna devotee, you should be careful. When you go to the kitchen to cook. If you enter the kitchen to cook with anger, that is what they are cooking. I don't think that Krishna is going to make it wonderful prasadam for you. Yeah, Tamam Prabhupada and Tay. What we give him, he will turn it back to you like that.
Yes, and what you give him, you will reciprocate. Give it by the anger at which someone has cooked.
Or grudge. Enter the kitchen to cook with grudge.
And when we are cooked.
In Vedic culture, people eat food not to fool the stomach, but as medicine. Food is prepared as medicine. Therefore, there is bitter, there is sour, there is sweet, there is salt. Four preparations. You see, Chaitanya Charitamrita, you see how everything is there. The Sacha Mata is cooking, Adwaita Acharya is cooking. You see, everything is there as medicine. But we don't have something to fool our stomach, that's all. That is not. So you should be mindful about what we eat.
To be mindful.
Yesterday, they gave me prasadam, and the whole of my day was very disorganized. Very disorganized. Because the person who threw the food, consciousness was not proper. Very disorganized. The consciousness is bad. You can see it's inside the food. So be mindful about what you eat. Because it has effect on our Christian consciousness. If you don't comfort the body, if you don't comfort the world, how you want to chant? Will you chant nicely? So just be careful what you eat. Everything has significance. Everything. We should be careful, we should be mindful how we move. When the prasadam is before us, we should appreciate the Lord's mercy, appreciate the cook, to appreciate Lord Krishna, appreciate the special master. This is mindful. Arjuna was so mindful in his activity. When he had problem, he went to Krishna. Krishna spoke to him. He got everything. Because his mind was mindful. And he executed his duty too, mindfully. And the result was that he was able to pass through an ocean full of timingalas. Ordinarily, Arjuna would not be able to. Arjuna cannot fight. He is nothing to Bhismadev or Dronacharya, Kripacharya. Arjuna is a small, he's a child. He was able to penetrate that. He was mindful of his friend, Lord Krishna. So be mindful. So be mindful about what you see. So be mindful. See, anything you don't like, don't look at it. Because if you look, yeah, Visaya Pum Saha, Bhagavata said, anything you meditate upon, you develop interest in it. Is it not? You look at, oh, it is nice, I like this one. Oh, I wish I would do a watch like this. You see, to talk to the mind. So mindful what we see. There's effect. Everything. There's effect. So our Christian consciousness is going to be meaningful if we can do this thing mindfully. Everything we do in Christian consciousness will be done mindfully. Our Christian consciousness will become very, very powerful. Our Christian said, Man Mana, Baba, Magbhagda. Baba, Yaji, Mamma, must prove. Mamma, Baye, Tisamte, Pajidane, Priyosini. Priya.
touch me, become so dear to me. You'll be very dear to me. That you are so dear to me that you come to me if you are so mindful about me. I do everything mindfully, just in consciousness. So let me be mindful. And our Krishna consciousness life will be very wonderful. Be sweet. Be mindful. Right. One day, we in Vrindavan, and we some parikram. So we went to the abode of Lalita, Sakhi. In the front of Lalita Sakhi, there is a very nice platform. A Krishna, the cowherd boys, they took prasad on there. So the stone in that place has holes like plates. You mean that? What do you call that place? Yes, in Brasad. In Lalita place. You mean that? Look in there. So come to India. So come, let me take you on parikrama. Enjoy your life. Don't sit here. Mauritius and just be dull-headed, dull-minded. Come to India, I'll take you for the parikrama. I do that every year. Huh? And I would like to parikrama. One with international devotees, I never do parikrama for 7 days. And after that, I have other parikrama, which last year I did with the Portuguese. This year also, next year. This year we leave, next year. I'm going to go to all these holy places and hear the pastors mindfully. So our mind will change, be absorbed in Krishna consciousness. So at this place, very nice place. Also, there's a natural, there's a natural swing. We have this, the children will climb and see that they will slide and zzzz. Krishna has a natural one, it's a stone, very natural, designed like that. And beside that, the good and the stone there has holes, different places. Krishna and cowherd boys taking their lunch. So in one of them it was very big, like the pot. That one was like the pot that contains rice, prasadam, and others. So there was water inside, and we visited the place and had the pastimes there. So I gave my camera to a friend, I should take picture. So he finished, he took the picture. As he took the picture, he was returning the camera to me. I stretched my hand to take the camera, but I was distracted. My mind was somewhere. And he also was thinking of something. Both of us were not mindful. So he thought the camera is on my hand already. I was thinking his hand had never gotten to my hand yet. He dropped it and he fell inside the water. That was the end of it. The danger of being unmindful. He fell inside the water. That was it. See, if you are cooking in the kitchen and you are unmindful, what will happen to your cook? Huh? You are in the kitchen cooking. Powerful ingredients, everything perfect, they are all there. With your expertise, you are cooking, but you are not mindful. What will happen to that food? Huh? What will happen to the food?
Spoil.
Huh?
It's spoil.
How? What will it spoil?
The consciousness.
You are cooking in the kitchen, and you are not mindful. What will happen to that food? To be burnt? Yes, that is what, to be burnt. Yes? Huh?
Unmindful.
yes, we are not mindful of cooking. And that, what are the consequent results? We are looking.
You
can burn. That is one. You will not put the right ingredient. Either the too salty or the not salt. You forget because you are not mindful. Yes. Yes. What again? Oh yeah, cooking. Test less. You test. You not test. Because the mind is not there. It will burn. Many devotees are like that. Everything they cook is burnt under. It's a bad cook. It's a bad cook. Everything they cook, you will burn. Especially rice, asada. You're not mindful. So the papa will cook. Nothing, not a grain of rice will burn. Not even one. Perfect, because he's mindful. So Papa took his disciple to visit one of his god brothers. After the devotee cooked, Papa's god brother, when he finished cooking prasada, he served the prasada from the kitchen to the devotees. Devotee were looking at Prabhupada. This is Boga, you don't offer yet. He said, "Take, this is prasada." Because the devotee is mindful of Krishna, Krishna is in his heart. So Krishna has already eaten. There's no difference with offering the altar. No difference. He's mindful. And when he finish cooking, you have to share. There's no need to offer again. He's already offered. He's mindful. So if you're not mindful of cooking, to be burnt, too salty, too much of pepper, chili, or no salt, I think you forget. Or the water is too much, it will overcook. Something will happen. Ingredients are not properly mixed. Some are done, some are not done properly. Right? Some people, when they cook rice, is like that. So, and then you need. Just be mindful. But everything we do in Krishna consciousness, we're mindful. And when we do things mindfully, we'll have the best result. Our Krishna consciousness will be wonderful. If we don't need to preach, our character will be our preaching. Our character, our attitude will be our preaching. When we're not mindful, when the man is so dull, we're not mindful, we are ready to commit suicide. Many of us are committing that suicide. When a devotee, a God sister, a God brother, or whatever, a devotee, is with you, and you don't know what is happening to that devotee, what is that? I've seen some temple where devotees are sleeping together in the same ashram for 2 days. One of the devotees lying down there, nobody asks him what is happening. And here yesterday, a devotee was knocked down and she was there 15 minutes, 20 minutes, nobody cared. That is suicide. Because we have no mind. Our mind has become like stone. Krishna consciousness melted the heart. So if the heart is not melting, Sukadeva Goswami said our mind is steel frame, iron. That is not a devotee. That will manifest in our activities, how we relate with each other, how we talk, how we see things, our perception of things will be according to how we are minding about things. So be mindful. When the mind is not Krishna conscious, because you are not mindful of practicing Krishna consciousness, you will commit suicide. While in Krishna consciousness, so Prabhupada said, don't kill yourself. So be mindful. Take care of devotees. Because Sister Govinda is having problems, that problem will become our problem. If your problem is not my problem, then I'm not a devotee yet. But I've been a woman for 100 years. That is a different thing. Hypocrites. Hypocrites are everywhere. Everywhere you see hypocrites, you find them. They are not scarce. Everywhere. Even Hare Krishna movement will have also a lot of hypocrites. So we should be mindful. Arjuna was mindful, so he had Bhagavad Gita, and Bhagavad Gita had the effect on his life because he was mindful. He had it mindfully. Gita had effect in his life, and it shows he confessed everything. Previously, had disappeared. Now I'm born again. You know what born again? You know what you mean by born again? Born again. Born again. You know what it means? Be a Christian before? Be a Christian before?
Okay,
Christian. This is Christian's words. Born again. Born. Born again means, now we have a mature birth. It's a second birth. That is born again. Born again means that we have become reformed, transformed. So we should become born again Hare Krishna devotees. We should become born again. Right? Hare Krishna. Any comments or questions?
After coming to Krishna consciousness, practicing for years, so still that tendency to God, material is still there. Is it that we are envious of Krishna? So, and if until we met envious of Krishna, we can't develop love. So,
can you explain that? After coming to Krishna consciousness for years, I will still have desire to gratify the senses. Is it because we are envious of Krishna? It means that we have taken our body to Krishna consciousness, but our mind is not. We are not mindful. Our body is in a Krishna movement, but we ourselves, we are not in a Krishna movement. We are outside, hypocrites. That's what it means. If we are in Krishna consciousness and we don't practice, not even practicing, if we don't practice intensely, we will not be able to give up all the anarthas. It will still remain. There's a verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Sukadeva Goswami was explaining the effect of Krishna consciousness. What do you mean by bhakti? Sukadeva Goswami said, for one who is engaged in eating, what do you experience? Three things. For one who is engaged in eating, a hungry man or woman who is engaged in eating will experience three things. Three symptoms will manifest. One, every spoon, every bite you take will diminish the hunger. Is it true? And when the hunger is diminishing, what comes? Nourishment and satisfaction. Three things. Is it not? Similarly, for a devotee in Krishna consciousness practicing mindfully, he will also have three experiences. One, a desire for material things, anything which has nothing to do with Krishna consciousness, with Krishna will go down. So if it is still there, it means that we are not sufficiently involved in ourselves in Krishna consciousness practice. And that is what we are seeing everywhere. So many Hare Krishna devotees. Are not mindful. We artificially involve ourselves in Krishna consciousness, but we are not deeply practicing. So, our lower nature is still there. When the lower nature is still there, it means that we are not effectively at, you know, see, when you chant, and the subtle body is affected by our practical chanting. In the when you're sleeping, we're chanting because the subtle body is affected. When you hear or you associate positively, when you are sleeping, the subtle body, because the subtle body was affected while we were physically doing that, you'll be chanting, you'll be hearing and being high in the dream. Sitting in the class in the dream, or speaking in the dream, or leading Krishna in the dream, because you have led it physically in such a way that the subtle body was affected. That means there's betting, we are betting, we are taking spiritual bet. We are getting cleansed. So we do all these external things, all the external rituals, but not deeply. So you're not affecting the subtle body and changing and making the transformation and the results. So one who is involved in Krishna consciousness mindfully, material desires will go down. Our taste in Krishna consciousness will increase. And the last thing is that we will have the direct possession of the Supreme Personality of God, Krishna. Three things will be our experience. So we can see if we are making advancement in Krishna consciousness or not. We don't need someone to tell us. For one who is eating, one who is engaged in eating, who tells him or her to stop eating that you are satisfied? Who? Who? Yourself. You don't need someone to come and tell you a problem. I think I have taken enough, right? I have taken enough. See, if we are involving ourselves sufficiently in Christian consciousness, we will know. See, a pure devotee, devotees are very humble. No pure devotee will tell them, see, you know, I'm a pure devotee. But you think they are fools? You think they don't know that they're making advancement? Even when they pretend and say, I'm not making advancement. That is their ecstasy. They are exhibiting. It's their ecstasy of their pure Krishna consciousness. Don't think they are fools. They don't know they're making advancement. Because they won't tell you that, you know, I'm a pure devotee. No pure devotee will tell you that. But don't that they are fools. They know who they are, where they are. And they will show it outside by their attitude. I'm not a devotee. That is a sign that he's a devotee. A non-devotee will never tell you that I'm not a devotee. You truly know? And you see every painting, the name is there. Is it not?
Mm-hmm.
You see every painting, they will put their name. The artist who did the painting will put his name there. False ego. Right? No academy will tell you that I'm not so wonderful. Only a devotee will tell you, Prabhu, I'm full of faults, I'm full of anger, how can I feel this? I say, only a devotee can do things like this. So, it is a sign that we are not making improvement because we are not sufficiently stimulating our mind in Krishna consciousness. Mind moving. Right? That's what it means. So please, let us learn how to apply our technologies in Christian consciousness.
Not what would be the situation of a devotee to see himself advance? Like always, if you approach him, he would never tell advice if he sees himself advance in life.
The situation of a devotee who always sees himself as saying to be very advanced, he's so advanced that he has no chance for anybody. Whenever you approach him or her, they are not time so busy, so busy. No? But the situation of such a devotee, he is the lowest of the lowest. He's the lowest of the lowest. Devotees who are very advanced, they have compassion. They have love. They are very caring. They will accommodate everybody. Because they are living for others. When they're in Germany, Srila Prabhupada was in Germany. So, devotees were very happy to see their guru. Very happy, they were joyfully, mindfully doing the activities. One devotee was sent. So by the time he came back, the prasadam was all shared. So he had no prasadam. I was hungry. So after everything, so he went to the kitchen to see if he could get something to eat. He was there in the kitchen and Srila Prabhupada just appeared. Srila Prabhupada was just moving around. He just appeared in the kitchen there. I made a devotee there in the kitchen. So what am I going to do? He was nervous. The thing he was trying to do was trying to hide them. Prabhupada is here. But Prabhupada knew what he was doing. He said, "Are you hungry?" Yeah. Yes, Prabhupada. I came late from... I went out for something. By the time I came, the prasada was already... shit, so I don't have prasadam, and I'm feeling hungry. Immediately, Prabhupada told him to light the stove, put water, put the pan, put suji, what do you call it? Semolina?
Semolina.
Put water, find everything. Prabhupada gave it to him. Prabhupada made halva, give it to him, and he told him, when you're very hungry, and you need something immediately, halva is there. And he walked out of the kitchen. How will you feel? Will you forget that? Compassion. Not that we have a stone heart. Oh, it's your karma. It's your karma, Madhuraji. It's your karma. A devotee cannot use this word. Prabhu, I say that is a karma. That is not the word of a devotee. Even Ravana cannot use this word. Even Kamsa cannot use this word. So it means that there's no Krishna in their heart. Our heart is so dry. Therefore, we have all these dry words to use. The devotees will be so compassionate, so merciful, that he or she feels the pain of another devotee. That's why the pure devotees are preaching. Why until they are taking risk? The moment you sit in an airplane, even if a regular traveler is to listen to the demonstration, very important information. What is that? To frighten you that emergency you should put on. That's how you pay big money to come and sit to be fighting inside the airport. Why taking all this risk? It's compassion. So we should show proper compassion to people. Devotees who are taking risks to help others, they are going to make it in Christian consciousness. Listen, devotees who are taking risking their life to help others, they are the one that Krishna will take back from back to Godhead. Not you who have turned that head. Yes. There's no place for selfishness in Krishna consciousness. There's no selfishness in Goloka. In Krishna consciousness, there's no room for selfishness. Look carefully, all the devotees who are making you, or those who have made it in Krishna consciousness, they are the selfless ones. Selfless. Not selfish people. They will never make it. In the Kachakra Puri, the Pandavas were staying there. We're staying with Brahmana family. The Brahmana, the wife, the son, and the daughter. There were four of them. The Pandavas were staying with them. And one day the wife was crying. The wife of this Brahmana was crying piteously. The husband was not there. So Kunti Devi had her crying. So she went to her, woman to woman. My dear sister, it's a problem. Oh, so my problem has nothing to do with you. Please forget it. She said, no. I am your guest. We have been hosted by you since we have been here. We have been staying with you. So share your problem with me. She said, yes, there are problems I can share with you. But this particular one, I don't have to share it with you. This is not your problem. Forget it. Kunti Devi insisted. As far as I'm here, the problem is my problem. Share it with me. Finally, she said, you know, well, I just have to tell you, just to tell you, just to tell you because you're asking. In this our village, long time back, there's a demon who lives here, and he's still here. Every time this demon will come and kill people here. And one day there was a meeting, Mr. Agusti. And we finally resolved that when the demon is hungry, his family will donate one person. The whole village, they will cook and load it on a cart. And each family will donate one person who will carry this food to the demon. So the demon will eat the whole food plus the person who has taken the food there. That's what has been our arrangement. So this week is my turn. And now I'm thinking about which of us is going to go, my husband or my son. My husband go means that I'm a widow. My son go, that means that I'm childless. That's why I'm crying. So Kunti Devi said, oh, my dear sister, don't worry about that. It's not a problem. Ah, what do you mean by that? So you don't know. You don't know. See? You see all these my children? You don't know who they are. They are not ordinary children. See all these my children? You don't know them. I will take one of them to do the work for you. Say, no, don't do this. Any person who goes there will not come back and say, Kunti Devi say, please, just don't worry yourself. I say, don't worry. Anxiety is my anxiety. Don't cry. This woman never had this before. Any person who takes the food there will not come back. I said, yeah, Kunti Devi say, yes, I had you properly. I had you. I'm telling you that also, you don't know, this is my children. One of them will take the food there, don't worry about that. So I cannot live to see your son killed. It is not your problem. Kunti Devi say your problem is my problem. We want to be devotees, we should learn the technology, we should apply our technologies. So the husband came back. She went and told the man said, no, you can't allow this to happen. So he came. Kunti Devi told him the same thing. That time the Pandavas were in the forest looking for some things for them to eat. So when they came back, Kunti Devi announced to them that there's a problem here. Our host has a problem, serious problem. I will have to help him. And I've already promised them. So in this time, I said, what is the promise? Oh, he related the story. Ah, why are you taking this kind of risk? Like, you didn't tell him before you just pronounced this? Bhim Sena was dancing. Yes. I've been fasting since we left the palace. Drudodan drove us away. This is very wonderful news. He was very happy. Because we hear that. So
it's tomorrow.
Tomorrow. We'll have feasts. After fasting for Tarasi, tomorrow is a feast. Yes. Feasts. So the villagers, they cooked everything and loaded it on the cart. And then they came to the Brahmana. The Brahmana, he came to Kunti Devi and said, it's time now. Bhim have been waiting since. He came and took the food. They were still afraid. They were holding their heart. How would this happen? Kunti Devi told him and said, oh. So Bhim was very happy. He was very enthusiastic. So he took the food. And he went to where the demon used to stay. When Bhima, he got there and he saw heaps of wounds. He was very angry. This demon had been creating havoc in this village for all this time. Look at the heaps of wounds this man has eaten in this village. He was very angry. So he drove the cart to the area of this demon. And he turned his back to the demon and started feasting on all the preparations. Bhim, he ate everything. The demon was waiting. He looked at this time. This is time. Why they are not send the food yet? Are they ready for my anger or what? Anyway, let me give them 10 minutes. So he waited 10 minutes. There are no sounds. These people that are, what has happened to them? So he came out of his purpose. Maybe the person silently reached a place and they're waiting out of fear. So when he came to his amazement, he saw a human being. Not even a lion or tiger or something, a human being. He was on top of his food and he was eating. Oh, what is this? He had never experienced this in his life. So he opened his eye, cleaned his eye to see if it is proper, he's seen properly. And he saw that the human being was from his prasad. So he came, used his hand to uproot a tree, and whip. Bhima Sena with it. Bhima just turned and looked at him. He's continuing his eating. The man was infuriated. That's an insult. He said, I can't take that. Kshatriya, that is the last thing for demon. That is the last thing for them. That you insult them. Oh, you can't take it. He took another tree, but Bhima didn't mention. He didn't mind him. He was eating. He finished. He ate everything complete. And he jumped from there to the ground. Yes. So today I have feasted. From all the fasting I've been. Now I will do the second thing. Do the first thing first. You understand? You should learn to do the first thing first. It's a lesson from business. This is another lesson from Varahadev. First thing first. So Bhim, with the anger that this demon has been killing people unnecessarily, he also used his hand to uproot another tree. And they were eating each other. They finished the whole tree. And Bhim was thinking, let me not waste my time with this, with all the feast I have fasted. I don't know when I will have this feast again. I'm not used to fight with this. And he just finished it. So he clapped him. And pounded him. That pounding? Bhim punched him and grinded every bone in his body, that everything became a lump of flesh, and he dumped him and just went back to the village. When this Brahmana saw him coming back, he said, what? Nobody has ever done this before. putting things, I told you, you don't know this much. Then he told, then she told him, see this one, this is being. At that time, there's only two people like him. Bhima, and there's another person again. Who is that? Kichaka. He's the commander-in-chief of the armed forces of Virat Maharaj. Only two of them had the strength, 10,000 elephants. Had the strength, 10,000 elephants. And Bhimsena strength. The whole world, it's only two of them. And Bhima also killed him the same way, because he insulted Drupadi, so Bhima killed him. So she told him, see, this one is Bhima, this one is Arjuna, this one is Mr. Mahara, this is Nakul Sahari. So, hey, I don't know, I didn't tell us. So because you are hiding, you don't want to be known, because Duryodhana is after us. That's why we've been keeping quiet. It is after that they went to get Drupadi. After this incident, the next pastime was to go for Drupadi. I didn't go Drupadi from there. And the whole five of them have to share. Hare Krishna. All right, thank you very much. 9 o'clock now. You should be hungry and fasting, but don't forget that you should be mindful in everything you're doing in Krishna consciousness. And that will make our Krishna consciousness meaningful, wonderful, very powerful, and you will experience it. Glory is accessible.
Hare Krishna, I don't know if Aarti, can you do this with me?
Aarti?
Mm-hmm. I'll show you how you do this.